This is WFAE News. I'm Claire Donnelly. Mecklenburg Health Director Gibby Harris today announced the county has 3 new cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. That brings the total number of cases in Mecklenburg to 7. Joining me to talk about the new cases and new restrictions on gatherings is WFAE reporter Steve Harrison. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Claire.
So do we know anything yet about the 3 new cases?
We don't. Harris said they're still waiting on more information about how the 3 might have been infected, whether it was related to travel, or if Mecklenburg has its first cases of community spread.
On those 3 cases right now, we have just gotten the information and are starting our investigations to understand where their potential exposure came from, where they are, and how we're moving forward with those.
Harris did provide more information on the 3rd and 4th cases from Mecklenburg. She said those were related to travel. One person had gone to Europe and the other person was domestic travel. And the state says there are now 33 cases in North Carolina.
And what about testing? There's been a big concern over a lack of tests both in Mecklenburg and across the state.
Harris said the situation is getting better each day. And she stressed that, as far as she knows, no one who should have been tested in Mecklenburg has been turned away. The county has tested a total of 259 people and everyone who's being monitored until their test results are known. Those tests have been done by state and county health departments, private physicians, and the 2 hospital systems.
What I can tell you is that at this point in time, our capability outpaces our capacity. And what I'm talking about with capacity is supplies, but that continues to improve every day.
Over the weekend, Governor Roy Cooper prohibited gatherings of more than 100 people, and today Harris went further than that, restricting gatherings in Mecklenburg to no more than 50 people. How does that work, and are there exemptions?
Yeah, the CDC has recommended that nationwide there be no gatherings of more than 50 people for 8 weeks, and today Harris made that the official policy in Mecklenburg County. So what does that mean? It applies to special events, things like weddings and funerals or meetings. And there are a lot of exceptions. The airport, transit, shopping centers, and restaurant and bars are exempt as well. But let's take a movie theater. There can't be more than 50 people inside a single theater, but you can have hundreds of people inside the entire multi-screen complex.
We're paying attention to the guidance and what is being said at the federal as well as the state level. Our rationale from going to 100 to 50 is the increase we're starting to see in cases and the very real possibility that we have community spread at this point.
Okay, and is it possible that the county could go even further in the coming days?
It is. I asked Harris about that, and she said anything is possible. For instance, casinos, gyms, and movie theaters in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut must close by 8 o'clock tonight, and bars and restaurants in those states will be limited to takeout and delivery. Harris said that's on the table, but she's worried about unintended consequences of more restrictions on restaurants.
I think we're getting to the point where we need to think about social distancing in a much more restrictive situation than we have right now. But I'm also concerned about people having access to food.
And just a few hours after Harris spoke in Mecklenburg County, President Trump said people should avoid gatherings of more than 10 people over the next 2 weeks, and the White House advised people to avoid eating and drinking at bars and restaurants and food courts. And also at today's news conference, CMS Superintendent Ernest Winston said breakfast and lunch for students will be provided on a to-go basis at 70 locations across the county. Schools, of course, are no longer in session. And Winston said that if a family can't reach one of those 70 sites, then the meals can be brought to them.
WFAE's Steve Harrison, thank you.
Thank you.